Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Neil Berry. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Sam Vico. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trux. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trux. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The first baseman, Chuck Stevens. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Whitey Platt. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Pete Layton. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Pellegrini. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Partee. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alger Hauser. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Alger Hauser. And now, play ball. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mayo moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Layton, who is chasing the ball. Evers reaches third base with a triple. Mayo scores. Mullen goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Tigers. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evers scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico hits a line drive into right field. Zarrilla picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Zarrilla. Outlaw goes all the way around to score. Vico moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Tigers. Ray Shore now pitching. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a fly ball into center field. Layton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger strikes out. Swift drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Dillinger out. One out. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux hits a pop-up towards third. Dillinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first, with Shore covering, for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into right field. Zerilla picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Zerilla. Mayo moves to third. Kell moves to second. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mullen takes first base on ball 4. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Evers hits a fly ball into right field. Zerilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Zerilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerilla strikes out. One out. Pete Layton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Layton hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Outlaw hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zerilla. Outlaw reaches second base with a double. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vico bunts towards the mound. Shore fields it and throws to first for the out. Outlaw moves to third. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Outlaw scores. It's 5-0, Tigers. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0 for 1 in the game. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shore fields it and throws to first for the out. Swift moves to second. Two outs. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is called out on strikes. One out. Ray Shore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shore hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Mayo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mullen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zerilla. Mullen reaches second base with a double. Mayo moves to third. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Evers hits a fly ball towards right. Zerilla settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Zerilla. Mayo scores. Mullen moves to third. Evers moves to second. It's 6-0, Tigers. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Outlaw hits a fly ball into left field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mullen scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 7-0, Tigers. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vico hits a pop-up towards short. Pellegrini settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens strikes out. 1 out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Platt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Swift hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dylan just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-2 in the game. Trucks hits a fly ball into left field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Mayo takes first base on ball 4. Berry moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zerilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerilla hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Evers. Zerilla reaches second base with a double. Pete Layton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Layton is 0-for-1 in the game. Layton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Zerilla moves to third. 1 out. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 0-for-1 in the game. Pellegrini strikes out. 2 outs. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0 for 1 in the game. Partee takes first base on ball 4. Ray Coleman pinch hits for Ray Shore. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman strikes out. Swift drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Coleman out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Widmer now pitching. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Mullen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-0, Tigers. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Evers hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vico hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stevens moves to second. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 2 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Platt hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Swift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0 for 3 in the game. Trucks hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Mayo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Zarrilla hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers. Zarrilla reaches second base with a double. Pete Layton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Layton is 0 for 2 in the game. Layton hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 0 for 2 in the game. Pellegrini hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Partee hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mullen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Al Widmer. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ned Garver pinch runs for Joe Schultz. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Garver moves to second. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Garver scores. Dillinger moves to third. It's 8-1, Tigers. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 3 in the game. Pretty hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mullen. Pretty reaches second base with a double. Dillinger scores. Stevens moves to third. It's 8-2, Tigers. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Platt strikes out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stevens scores. Pretty moves to third. It's 8-3, Tigers. Dizzy Trout now pitching. Pete Layton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Layton is 0 for 3 in the game. Layton hits a pop-up towards first. Vico settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Jordan pinch hits for Eddie Pellegrini. Tom Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barry misplays the ball. That's an error on Barry. Pretty scores. Zarrilla moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-4, Tigers. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Partee hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Browns 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Wilson now pitching. Sam Dente now playing shortstop. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Outlaw takes first base on ball 4. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vico hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Outlaw moves to second. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Swift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Outlaw moves to third. Vico moves to second. One out. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Outlaw scores. Vico moves to third. It's 9-4, Tigers. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout strikes out. Two outs. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Wood pinch hits for Jim Wilson. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo misplays the ball. That's an error on Mayo. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wood moves to second. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pretty strikes out. Two outs. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Platt hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.